WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. As Republican members of Congress return to their districts, some are facing angry constituents at town halls, angry over President Trump and Elon Musk's mass firings of federal workers and budget cuts. At a town hall in Georgia, Republican Congressman Rich McCormick.
By and large, the president has great purview over where a lot of this money goes. Now, some of this is going to be litigated.
President Trump announcing on social media that he's firing two members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including the chairman, General C.Q. Brown, no reason given, nominating Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane to replace him. Also fired was Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the chief of naval operations. President indicating there could be more changes. The U.S. Embassy is temporarily prohibiting U.S. government employees and families from using public buses and light rail across Israel for the next 14 days as a security alert. This is ABC News. Washington police say Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills is facing a simple assault charge for an alleged assault on a woman in a penthouse apartment Wednesday morning. Mills' office says he denies any wrongdoing and is confident he'll be cleared. The FDA says some pharmaceutical companies will no longer be allowed to create their own versions of weight loss drugs now that a shortage is over.
The FDA first announced a semaglutide shortage in 2022 when weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy exploded in popularity. The FDA allowed companies to alter ingredients, a process known as compounding. Major drug companies were upset that Hims was allowed to advertise its compounded weight loss drugs during the Super Bowl. This might not be over. Other compounders have sued the FDA when it removed other weight loss ingredients from the shortage list. Brian Clark, ABC News.
An engineering company says it's agreed to pay millions to settle a remaining Flint water sauce lawsuit. I'm Chuck Severson, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
yes.
with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin gets the win at Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 16th ranked Wisconsin with a huge victory today on the road over number 7th ranked Purdue. The final 94-84 in favor of Wisconsin. The Badgers trailed by 9. And then Kamari McGee ejected on a controversial call. The refs saying he hit a Purdue player below the belt who was setting a pick. Head coach Greg Gard after the win.
You know, with Kamari getting ejected from the game, I think they just threw gas on our fire. And obviously just big play after big play. Klesman was big down the stretch. John Tanjay made big shots. They found each other in terms of milking the layup or a back cut for a dunk. And then how about Jack Janicki? First time in Mackey as a freshman and he's out there like he's been here 10 times. So heck of a team effort. Really proud of this group. You know, that's a really good team on the other side. But as I told them, we're for real. We're really good ourselves.
John Tanjay led with 32 points. The Badgers now begin a three-game home stretch Tuesday night against Illinois. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have two children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low near 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Right now it's 13.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of the program. Is this Chris Clue or Chris Cluey? I believe it's Clue. I'm not a sports fan. He's a former NFL punter. He stood up for gay marriage over a decade ago. It cost him his career. And Jim Stewartson writing about this, he writes, be like Chris Clue or Cluey. He says last week his local city council in Huntington Beach wanted him to put up a plaque celebrating the library with the words magical, alluring, galvanizing, adventurous, with each letter of each word capitalized, M-A-G-A. And so Chris stood up and said, and I quote, "Unfortunately, it's clear that this council does not listen, so instead I'm going to take my time to say what MAGA has stood for these past 3 weeks. MAGA has stood for trying to erase trans people from existence. MAGA stands for resegregation and racism. MAGA stands for censorship and book ban. MAGA stands for firing air traffic controllers while planes are crashing. MAGA stands for firing the people overseeing our nuclear arsenal. MAGA stands for firing military veterans and those serving them at the VA, including canceling research on veteran suicide. MAGA stands for cutting funds to education, including for disabled children. MAGA is profoundly corrupt, unmistakably anti-democratic, and most importantly, MAGA is explicitly a Nazi movement. You may have replaced a swastika with a red hat, but that's what it is. And I will now engage in the time-honored American tradition of peaceful civil disobedience." And at that point, he sat down and they had to carry him out. There you go. God bless you, Chris. Also, geeky science here for the day, and then I'll pick up your calls. This was a study that was just published by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Maybe one of the last ones they publish if Elon Musk and Donald Trump's slashing of this agency and of course, Bob Kennedy's slashing of this agency holds. This was based on two household case studies from Michigan in May of last year. And they were published this week in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report of the CDC. And what they found basically was that there were a couple of house cats that died of bird flu. And in one case, the father of the household, the guy, you know, one of the people who lived in the household, worked with chickens, and the chickens had bird flu, and he came home and the cat was sleeping on his clothes that he had worn when he was working with the birds. And this cat got bird flu and died. The other cat appears to have gotten bird flu from a flock in the backyard, from birds in the backyard. So this stuff, this flu, this bird flu, is apparently quite lethal to cats. And so if you have cats, and we have several cats, ranging from a very old one, a 19-year-old cat, to a brand new one, a kitten who is just going bonkers. I mean, just flying around the house like a rocket ship. If you have cats, be very careful. I mean, we live near the Columbia River, and so we've got a lot of geese and ducks and things, and you know, they tend to come up to the house, particularly if you feed them. and poop all over. And so we've stopped feeding them. We've stopped leaving anything out that they might like or want because we're concerned that we might track their poop in, basically, and bring with it particles of bird flu. And, you know, we don't want our cats to die. This doesn't seem to be affecting dogs, interestingly. But cats appear to be very vulnerable to bird flu. So just FYI and heads up, time to start being really careful. And don't let your cats outdoors. I mean, you should never let your cats outdoors because they kill birds. But killing birds used to be just, you know, a terrible thing to the environment because you're killing birds. Now killing birds means your cat may well end up with bird flu and be dead. So if you let your cat out, stop doing that. It's not a good thing to do. All right. All that said, what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Friday. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Tom, thank you for both of those stories.
You're welcome.
I love the show all the time. And just like Trump's bringing everyone in this country to their knees, begging for their livelihood, let's give it right back to Trump. And on March 15th, the Ides of March protests at the White House. And people in Florida can protest by his golf course or by Mar-a-Lago and make great posters. And, Tom, the best protest poster I've seen was from the Washington, the recent protest in Washington. It was a work of art. It was painted of, I don't know how it was done, but it was Trump. It looked like it was painted. He had the white stuff under his eyes. He had it was such a colorful poster. He looked like a stooge. He had a yellow blazer, a striped rainbow tie. It was incredible. And the poster said, he is not a king. He is a clown.
Uh-huh.
So I'm asking, Ziggy, we need some protest T-shirts. And
he may already have. Have you been to his website, endbribes.com, Jessica? He's got
right.
A lot of good stuff over there.
Tons. There's a photo of that poster, and it was from New Jersey. My cousin sent me the picture. Mm-hmm. It's in the Star Ledger, and incredible work of art. But I was going to have on a T-shirt, Trump's just a cruel clown. And then he does not deserve the nobility of a king anymore. He posted the photo of himself with a crown.
Yeah.
It should have been a Burger King crown. So, another T-shirt idea.
Yeah.
Trump's
the Burger King.
Yeah. The only crown you'll wear.
Well, and his wife was dressed like the Hamburglar. I guess that's a McDonald's meme, but yeah.
Yeah, it would be great, those two together.
The Burger King and the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Side by side.
And Trump's cruelest, my shirt I wanted to say, Trump's cruelest regime wants to kill us all. And on the back, I want, he's a tyrant clown.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping there are so many protesters out that they scare the clown to the bunker.
Yeah.
And I also agree with one of your callers, Joe. There should be a federal strike across the country, and maybe on Friday, March 14th, the day before the big protest.
Yeah.
And I guess they're protesting. It is online. Thank you for all your websites to go to. In front of the White House, in front of the Capitol, in front of the Supreme Court, we flood the zone with everyone.
Yep.
So
yeah,
I'm grateful.
And you can get all the information about those at indivisible.org and 5050.one, fifty.one.
It's a march, and that's coming up. And then I know there will be protests in May. May 1st and May 5th, they're shutting down restaurants around here to protest for the immigrants. They're losing so much business in the Mexican restaurants that people are afraid to go.
Yeah, I get it. There's a new, relatively new Mexican restaurant near us in Vancouver, Washington, just across the river. That's just wonderful. It's this marvelous young couple who have just started this restaurant. Clearly, English is not their first language, and several of the people who work there don't, you know, speak hardly any English. I am hopeful that they are here with permission, because I would hate to see them, you know, get arrested or kicked out. But they, you know, it's got to be a tough time to be Hispanic
we
in this country.
My husband and I always patronize the Mexican restaurants around here.
A friend of mine in New York, her husband is Hispanic, and he's carrying his passport everywhere he goes now. Particularly now that Eric Adams has surrendered his dignity to Donald Trump. Jessica, thanks for the call. It's just about 15 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth to multinational corporations, Trump and Musk would really rather you didn't know all about it. I'll give you that package.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program.
One and three collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything. Coffee, smoothies, soup. Because Native Past Recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our morning coffee. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk to a real human being with questions about usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the cost of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end to start your transformation today. G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman. The courage to stand, to speak your mind, to lend a hand, voting, shouting, making your way, standing up for democracy every single day. Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey. Regarding DEI, that is the Republicans' new N-word. I know
exactly.
They use it against everybody they hate.
Yep.
But that's what they're using
it
for.
Yeah, it was CRT last year. This year it's DEI.
Yeah. And I'm watching the Bloomberg, and the Dow is down by 731 points as I speak.
Whoa.
Donald Trump got on their program, and when he started talking, that's when it just kind of took a big dive.
Oh, really?
And so he's it's still hanging at 731 points down below.
What did he say that crashed the stock market?
Oh, whenever he gets on my TV, because he lies so much, I grab my remote and I mute it so I won't hear any more of his lies.
You know, I do that too, but I also put on the subtitles so that I can read it if I choose to, because his
voice grates on my nerves. Yeah. No, I think it's toxic to your soul, actually, so I don't listen to him anymore.
I agree.
And so the Dow is down. His poll numbers are down since he became president.
Yep. And he started
gold underwater. Gold is at an all-time high. That's an indication that the economy is in dire straits.
Yeah, the people are freaked.
Yep. And his treasury head, and I don't have his name right now, but his treasury head keeps getting on Bloomberg and lying and claiming that Joe Biden spent us into inflation when Joe Biden actually cut the deficit. And in fact, the Fed also cut the quantitative easing that they were doing under Donald Trump. So we actually knocked off about $5 trillion per year when Biden was president. So he did not cause the inflation. That was actually Donald Trump and Powell.
I agree.
And also, Powell has now announced that he's going to reduce the amount of quantitative tightening.
Oh, geez. So Powell's going to give a gift to Trump now.
Yeah. Now he's going to, because the markets are not doing so well right now. So he's going to, I'm of the opinion he's going to quickly move to quantitative easing again.
Of course.
Probably before June.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Because if he doesn't do that, the Republicans are going to have to explain why it is that inflation is rising again and jobs are falling off the cliff, and everything that Donald Trump has done in the past when he was president the first time, it's all coming back to us again.
Yeah.
And they're going to be running for a second term in 2 years. And so, I'm eating my popcorn. I'm watching this clown show. It's still going on. And it's not bothering me at all. It's bothering me what he's doing to Ukraine, but it's not bothering me at all as far as our country is concerned, because I think they are going down, and it's because they're overreaching.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Larry, thank you for the call. It's always great to hear from you. I appreciate the information. Jeremiah in Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, Jeremiah, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Just was listening to you talking about the bird flu, especially in relation to house cats. And just to add a little bit of, you know, detail to it, my wife actually works in veterinary medicine. She's a nurse slash tech for over 30 years. The mortality rates that they're seeing across the board right now in cats when they get it, 80%.
Wow.
So it's bad. And ferrets, because we actually have a pet ferret as well, 100%.
Wow.
So be very, very cautious. Yeah, I mean, and we're both long-time advocates of keep your cats inside. Yeah. I've stopped feeding my wild birds, all of that stuff. So we're taking as much, you know, precaution as we can right now. But, you know, just be extra careful because, you know, if you don't want to lose any of your feline pets and ferrets, and like you said, it's not really affecting, like, dogs can get it. It's just not deadly.
Yeah.
But of course, if a dog gets it, they can give it to the cat.
That's right.
Potentially. Or you. So yeah, just be very careful.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah,
there's
exactly.
Very, very little transmission to humans so far. But, you know, the concern, of course, is that the bird flu and one of the, you know, random strains of normal flu will coexist. Most likely pigs. That's where it usually seems to happen. And then we will end up with, you know, some gene jumping and a flu virus that has the capacity to easily infect human tissues and has the lethality of this bird flu for humans. We've had
several
cases.
Been some animal to human transmission so far.
Right.
You know, it's limited, but it hasn't made the genetic jump.
Right.
To,
yeah. So far, know, it's all been cattle that are eating chicken feathers. Weirdly, they feed milk cows chicken feathers because it's a source of protein, and the chicken feathers are contaminated with bird flu, and then it gets into the raw milk, and you've still got Bob Kennedy and these idiots out here pushing raw milk. It's a great way to get the bird flu, and now apparently there's some people who are concerned that some eggs may have bird flu in the yolks. I don't know if you've encountered that. But
in the yolks? No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, Louise and I have stopped eating eggs.
I know the feces is a big problem, you know?
Not that we ever ate that
feces
many eggs.
Feces is a big... Yeah, I mean, the feces is the big thing, especially with the wild birds and the flyover and all that. So, yeah, it could get ugly.
I agree. Jeremiah, thanks for the information. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good talking to you. 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. So stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. As Republican members of Congress return to their districts, some are facing angry constituents at town halls. Angry over President Trump and Elon Musk's mass firings of federal workers and budget cuts. At a town hall in Georgia, Republican Congressman Rich McCormick.
By and large, the president has great purview over where a lot of this money goes. Now, some of this is going to be litigated.
President Trump announcing on social media that he's firing two members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including the chairman, General C.Q. Brown, no reason given, nominating Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane to replace him. Also fired was Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the chief of naval operations. President indicating there could be more changes. The U.S. Embassy is temporarily prohibiting U.S. government employees and families from using public buses and light rail across Israel for the next 14 days as a security alert. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby Dee was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks held on to beat the Wizards 104-101 in Washington. The Wizards' Chris Middleton had a chance to tie the game in regulation but missed a shot from the three-point line. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, what are his first impressions of newly acquired Kevin Porter Jr.?
These past 2 games I've played with him, he's able to get to his spot, create for others. Defensively, he's so good, knows how to use his hand and his body. Man, I'm not even going to lie to you. I love playing with him. I love him a lot. He's like the steal. You know how you have a steal of the draft? Like we had the steal. That's a steal for sure.
College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette, losing on the road to the Villanova Wildcats, 81-66. The Golden Eagles have now lost 4 of their last 6 contests. And the Milwaukee Panthers scored a win on the road, 84-74 over the Youngstown State Penguins. The Panthers play at Robert Morris tomorrow at 1 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low near 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Right now it's 13.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Once you swore no man should rule unchecked, now you let him burn the nation wreck by wreck. Reagan spoke of freedom's fight, now you shun the press and dim the light.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend here, Dee in Washington, D.C. Hey, Dee, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Tom. Thank you for your show. By the way, my rescue kitty is on her soft blanket watching birds on her laptop. So thank God for that.
Birds on the laptop are safe.
Yes. I moved from the Deep South to the Northeast for jobs. And I found the Northeast as racist as the South, except in the South, they were more genteel. They kept their distance. In the North, I've heard the N-word more than I care to. They said, oh, the only reason you got your good job is because you're Black. Slavery's over. You guys need to just get over it. Like, you know, so Blacks think that the Northeast is this Mecca. It's not.
Yeah, I've lived in both places.
Flavor, so.
Yeah, I lived in Atlanta.
What
I've
is that?
I lived in Atlanta. I've lived in Vermont, New Hampshire. I agree with you, your analysis.
And this was an hour out of New York.
Yeah.
So I left that area just recently, came to the D.C. metro area to get away from some of these aggressions.
It's a pretty diverse and tolerant area, generally.
Yeah, absolutely. But now this robber baron, this con man, breaking into our systems, taking our privacy data and just shutting off life-saving programs and funding. When that happened, I was pretty much done with America. So I wanted to get your feedback. Does it make sense for Black people to take our tax money and go to more democratic countries? Because, you know, the vein of racism and prejudice is so deep, are so deep. In this country, is it time to move on? And I know it's not going to be perfect in other countries, but perhaps they're more democratic and more socialist in some cultural norms.
Yeah. Well, most of the democratic countries, certainly the European, you know, the democratic European countries are struggling right now with their own racism. I mean, the rise of the right, Meloni in Italy, I forget his name in Finland, the new right wing guy in Sweden. You've got AFD in Germany, National Front in France. The principal thing that they're all raving about is dark-skinned people coming into their country, mostly from Syria, or Turkey. So you're not going to escape racism in any of these, you know, white-dominated countries, Dee. Costa Rica might be a reasonable place, although there's a lot of anti-Black racism among Hispanics, too. I mean, I noticed that when I was working in Colombia. You know, the entire power structure of the country is all mostly white, you know, conquistador, heirs of conquistadors, you know. So I don't think that it's possible to, frankly, to escape racism anywhere in the world. Certainly, in Australia is maybe even worse than most. You know, I've worked with the indigenous people, with the Aboriginal people in Australia.
up on the Lockhart River, and they're heavily discriminated against. But that said, I mean, you know, if America is turning into a fascist state, fleeing the country not just to escape racism but to escape fascism is not an irrational thing to do. I can tell you from my own personal experience, back in the 80s, 86, 87, Louise and I and our three kids lived in Germany. And by the end of that year, and we had thought when we moved over there that we might stay for a decade. I mean, you know, I was working with an international relief agency. I loved the work. I loved the people that, you know, we had a whole community of people there in Stadtsteinach, in this little town in Germany that we worked with. And but by the end of the year, we were so homesick for America, even with all her faults and warts and problems and everything else, that we moved back. So I would caution you, but I wouldn't discourage you.
So the gutting of Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, you know, what are the workarounds for that? Because I'm thinking financially also, you know, we're paying Social Security for people like my mom who worked 40 years.
Yeah. Well, I think
the financial piece.
Yeah. You know, again, if you go to any of these other countries and you don't have considerable personal wealth, you're going to have a really tough time getting permission to live there. They're very, you know, opposed to people coming to these countries. Even countries that are fairly liberal in their immigration policies, like Portugal, you know, you really have to have, you know, at least a couple hundred thousand or half a million bucks, you know, in the bank when you come. But I think the solution is to get politically active here. I think this country is worth fighting for.
Okay.
And I think this country has a hell of a lot of promise. I mean, every generation until most recently, we have seen improvements, not just in the quality of life and standards of living in the United States, but we've seen improvements in racial relationships, in gender relationships. You know, I was just the James Bond franchise just got sold to Amazon, and that reminded me that Louise and I back a year or so ago on a long weekend watched a couple of old James Bond movies, and James Bond was basically raping women in the 60s. I mean, you know, it was like, you know, America had this rape culture that was very real. We've been watching a TV series, Chicago PD, and we started at the beginning, which was like 15 years ago, and they were all the time just beating the crap out of people and breaking the law, and the, you know, the guy who's the hero of the show, you know, the sergeant, he's just like this maniac who ignores the law. And then came, you know, the George Floyd time. And suddenly there's more black people on the show, and suddenly they're not beating people up anymore. And it caused me to realize that I'm seeing that right across the board. I'd seen the same thing with, you know, the Hawaii Five-O show that we had watched. You know, I confess we enjoy cop shows. It's good, dumb, you know, stupid watching. And the new Hawaii Five-O, they would beat people up, shoot people in the knee as they're interrogating them, stuff like that. They stopped doing that after the Black Lives Matter movement. So, you know, I think we're continuing to improve. We just have this anomalous moment where we've got this complete ass, you know, running our country, you know, with his weird South African friend who's tearing the government apart. So I'm not ready to give up, Dee, and I don't recommend that. But those are all my thoughts on it. I need to move along to another caller. But, Dee, I wish you well and good luck. And let us know what you come up with, okay?
Appreciate you.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks a lot, Dee. Good talking to you. Mark in Los Angeles. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Long-time listener. I just saw some breaking news over the past, like, 3 or 4 hours, and it says that Almer Musayev, a 71-year-old former Soviet intelligence officer, has alleged that Trump was recruited by the KGB in 1987 and given the codename Krasnov. Thought that was fascinating.
That is not a news story. I mean, the codename is a news story, but Craig Unger wrote a book, Compromat, as I recall, back almost a decade ago, that laid out, he had this informant, Iri Shevets, who was also a KGB officer. And Shevets said that, yeah, Trump's first wife, Ivana, her father was a KGB informant. And he hooked it up for Trump to come over to Russia in 86, 87, as I recall. And Trump was seduced by the KGB, and he's been on Russia's side ever since.
Wow.
Yeah. So
awesome. Well, thank you for your show. I
wild
you.
Stuff. Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Good to hear from you. Tucker in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tucker, what's up?
Hi, hey, Tom. I haven't called in months, but I've been listening.
Thank you. So, what's on your mind?
But first pick for Ziggy. You can spell Fox News, FOKKXNEWS.
Okay.
And Siri still pronounces it the same way.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, I will never get off my liberal soapbox. Despite my dining room being littered with picket signs, and I go to rallies and town hall meetings and everything, I'm on Facebook all the time.
Good on you, Tucker.
Preaching. I share your stuff and all your Substack friends, and I write my own stuff. And one of my Trumper friends, who's actually a really nice guy, took exception to the term willfully ignorant and said, I'm only preaching to the choir. I need to stop doing it. And I thought about that. And the other day, I got a phone call from a friend from high school 40 years ago I haven't spoken to, thanking me for all the posts I put up and informing her.
Sweet. She had caught you on Facebook, I guess.
Yes, we're friends on Facebook. We've been friends for years on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And she just wanted to thank me and ask me not to stop. And she's never registered to vote before, and she's going to register to vote and vote.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
So I'm telling everybody, keep yelling, keep preaching. Someone's listening. You might change one person's mind at a time, but you have to keep doing it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Tucker, good on you. And thank you for the call, and thanks for sharing your inspiration with everybody else. I appreciate it. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Drudge is reporting that on May 9th, Donald Trump is going to go over to Moscow and officially kiss Putin's ass. That's good news.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
80s and 90s kids, it is your time to shine. Because on March 1st at 1 p.m. at the Nina Public Library, you can join for an exciting retro video game tournament. I know, the word retro hurts my feelings too. But guess what? These are skills that you have built over generations, which means you can finally beat your annoying nephew who thinks he's better than you. They have multiple televisions set up for shorter wait times, and this is for all ages and 100% free. Go to WISS.FM, click events to learn more.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home.
the smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, "I'm taking your backyard." You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
I walked in the door, they said, "Watch what you say." But I knew the truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. Truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their reports, threw them in the bin, cause
9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Chris in Oakland, California. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for picking me up. Hey, just to reiterate some really great points that Larry and Bradley made, the orange stain is spending political capital that he does not have. He's already a month in. He's upside down in his poll numbers. And once again, as was the case with COVID, he is again hurting his supporters by making measles great again.
Down in Texas. Now there's two states that have measles outbreaks.
Yeah, so the message is this: organize, organize, organize. MAGA is a lie.
Yeah, well said, Chris.
You have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Marty in Worth, Illinois. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about Marco Rubio for a second and just wonder why he would agree to sit down with Trump and Putin to discuss Ukraine. Like, he knows nothing.
Isn't that pathetic?
He stood up to Putin before, and his
parents are refugees from Cuba, for God's sake. He knows about Russia.
That's my whole point. Like, he knows better. Like, I know he knows better. Yep. So why would he even like what is his
power
end game?
Like, and wealth, status, power, and wealth. That's what he's going to get out of this, and he knows it. And it's pathetic. It's pathetic. The guy has sold his soul to the Antichrist.
It's mind-boggling because I thought, like, of all the GOPs, like, I thought he might have been, like, the more level-headed one. But I don't know why he would even agree to sit down in a forum like that. He knows nothing's going to come of it. It's just a waste of time. It's a waste of resources. It's just going to make him look bad in the end, I believe.
But. Well, every single one of these people who have taken a job in the Trump administration are going to learn the lesson that the people in the first Trump administration learned over and over and over again. And that is that your first job when you are in Trump's orbit is to kiss Trump's butt, is to flatter him, is to tell him how wonderful he is, and to do whatever he says without question. And I mean, that, like I said, that is how dictators operate. That's what Donald Trump aspires to be. That's what he's trying to be right now. I don't think he's going to succeed. I hope he doesn't succeed, because if he does, it's the end of the American experiment. But these guys have no courage. They've got no spine. J.D. Vance going over to Europe and giving a speech that I know he knows was full of lies. These guys are pathetic. They are just, they're absolute cowards. Marty, thanks for the call. Bill in Princeton, Minnesota. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, happy Friday.
Back at you, Bill.
Okay, I'm sitting in a real Christian area. And during the last election, there was ads out in the local rags, and there was the little signboards in front of the places of business and people's house that, you know, a vote for the Democrats is a vote for the devil and blah, blah, which is really nuts. Well, I'm in Michelle Bachmann's old district.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay,
you know,
there's...
So what I did is I started taking out little ads in the local rags, and it was just simple. Jesus was woke, Matthew 25.
I love
the
it.
The GOP, not. And then I put war on woke is war on Jesus Christ. And then I put C-I-N-O in bold letters. And below that, Christian in name only.
Wow.
And I put pray.
Wow.
You know, we got to get the Cino thing, you know?
Yeah.
You got the line.
And you can buy these ads for $25 a day or something like that, can't you, Bill? In your local newspaper.
I'm just these little rags around here.
Oh.
But, you know, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Christian in name only.
Yeah.
I'm an atheist. I have more Christian values.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. That's brilliant,
Bill.
You got to
start throwing this Christian values stuff for what it is.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's absolutely brilliant. Bill, you know, tip of the hat, the call of the day. Thank you very much for sharing that.
Everybody get going on this. Let's put this on billboards and,
you
know.
There you go. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Bill, I want to get one more call in here before the end of the week, but thank you. Jim in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Fine.
I'd like to make a statement. I think your listeners and viewers remember when Donald Trump ran against Secretary Clinton back in 2014, and huge rallies, and down in the South, in rural areas, he had huge rallies, huge turnouts. 35, 40, 50,000 people went to his rallies, and Donald Trump promised these people that he was going to bring manufacturing companies back to rural areas and urban areas, and the product's going to be, say, made in the USA. Donald Trump had 4 years as president of the United States to bring jobs back. He didn't bring a single job back to this country that I know of.
Yep.
No manufacturing.
No,
whatsoever.
In fact, he negotiated a deal with Mexico that gave new tax breaks to companies to move their manufacturing to Mexico. Jim, I got to run, but thank you. Spot on. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Tadwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verity, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels. And Mark Thoman used to work here. All the great people who helped put this program together. And thanks to you for sharing the good word about our program and other good progressive media out there. Pass it along. Tag You're It. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, the U.S. Supreme Court prevents Trump from firing the head of a watchdog agency. Also, are we headed to a market correction? Plus, who are the leaders standing up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump announcing he is firing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General QC Brown, and nominating Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane to replace him. Republican members of Congress returning to Republican districts and finding anger over budget cuts and mass firings by President Trump and Elon Musk. In Kansas, Republican Congressman Tracy Mann at a town hall event.
Is there anything that Trump and Eli could do that you would not support? I'm sure. Oh, tell me.
What about Trump?
Tell me what you would not.
What Sapolsky is doing is they're building through the government in a way that's never done before. Look at it. All of the improper.
But is there anything that they would do that you would not support?
Sure. Well, let's see what.
Tell me.
6 weeks after the start of the most destructive wildfire in city history, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass ousted the fire chief Friday amid public blame game. This is ABC News. The FBI.